This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Blake Farenthold. He is the congressman-elect, a Republican from the 27th Congressional District in Texas. The only problem, though, is that the longtime incumbent in that race, Democrat Solomon Ortiz, is refusing to concede, even though the number of outstanding votes couldn't make up his deficit, even if every single vote went in his direction. And Blake is here now to explain where things stand and how this will likely get resolved. And Blake, it's great to have you with us.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Greg. Looks like they've got, I think, every vote counted, and I'm up 797 votes.
And so does that mean that all the provisionals, all the military ballots from overseas, everything, that includes all votes cast here?
That includes all votes cast. I think we've hit every county and have all votes cast. Now he's just filed for a recount in the Secretary of State's office. But 797 votes, I think, would be a record for the number of votes to turn in a congressional election. I mean, we have about 100,000 votes down here. You look at Al Franken and his senatorial race, there were over 1 million votes. They were lucky to find the 200 and some odd needed up there. This is just a guy not willing to go, wasting the people's time and money and trying to interfere with me getting up there and getting my office together and getting some good committee assignments. It's really bad for the people down here because it's crippling my ability to be effective.
Blake, talk a little bit about how some votes have just kind of mysteriously shown up here, including a bag of ballots that just happened to contain votes entirely for the congressman.
That was interesting. You know, we're in South Texas here. This is a home of Box 13. They got a LBJ elected, that found those votes late. We were having some chuckles about that. But, yeah, they found a bag of 7 votes that all went for Ortiz in a early voting bag from Robstown, Texas, which is his hometown and base of power. Robstown's a small suburb here of Corpus Christi.
Talk about some of the other issues you've dealt with, because I know that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg on some of these questionable ballot decisions and discoveries that have happened over the last week.
Well, you know, really what we're seeing is a delaying tactic, and I don't understand what possible good it could do. As we're saying, 797 votes, you're just not going to overcome without some shenanigans. So we're doing the best we can to make sure in the multi-county region we have, we've got over 200 miles long fajita strip district that runs all the way from Corpus Christi down to Brownsville, and we've got to make sure that the votes are, you know, secured and locked up in all the counties when we've also got recounts in some of those counties in other county elections. So, you know, ballot security is certainly a concern for us, and when you're dealing with somebody who's been in office as long as my opponent has and doesn't want to give it up, you just wonder how low they'll stoop. I certainly hope he won't do it and there won't be any shenanigans, but you never can tell.
What steps are you putting in place to try and minimize any potential shenanigans?
We've lawyered up at this point. We've been on the phone getting lawyers together. We've got people in every county that are prepared to watch the recount. We've talked to the county judges or election officials in all the counties, and they've assured me that the ballots are secure. In most of the counties, I'm pretty comfortable with that. They're in a locked room with video surveillance, but that's not the case in all the counties. You know, one of them's just behind a wooden door with a glass window.
Who controls the levers of power in terms of the elections division, and who's going to be running this recount?
Well, it comes out of the Secretary of State will issue the recount since it's a statewide election, and then we set up some county boards. And in each county, the various election officials, it's normally the county judge, but in the two biggest counties, Nueces and Cameron, the county judge was up for re-election, so it falls to the election officials. And in Corpus Christi, that's a Democrat, and I'm a Republican, and I'm not sure the political affiliation in Cameron County.
And in terms of the method of voting, is it consistent throughout all the different counties? And if so, what method was it?
No, it's not up here in Nueces County. We use the little computer slates to vote on. In Cameron County, they're actually paper ballots that run through a scanner to recount. But my understanding is they're requesting a manual recount, which instead of rerunning them through the scanner, somebody looks at every individual vote, calls out, all right, is it Farenthold, Ortiz, or the Libertarian? And then there are two people that tally it. So we got to have, you know, a tallier, one of our talliers. We got to have somebody looking over over the shoulder of the person calling out the name of the vote just to make sure that they get that right. I mean, we're looking. It sounds to me like it's going to be hanging chads all over again.
I was just going to ask, is there going to be a situation where stray marks and other things are going to be vigorously debated? Do you see that happening here?
Well, you know, that's why we're spending the money to do the lawyers. You know, we just got to be prepared for whatever comes along. You know, we've had a lot of people supporting my campaign that have given a lot of time and money, and I feel bad about asking everybody to step up again with time and money, but they're doing it, and I feel like I have an obligation to the voters who basically said that they were fed up with a 27-28 year now at the end of this Congress incumbent who voted for Obama's health care over the objections of the people down here. Our campaign had billboards of him with his hand over his ears saying Ortiz doesn't listen. Well, this is a whole other example of Ortiz not listening to the will of the people and 797 voters.
What's, and this is going to be hard to gauge, but what's been your sense of how the people in the district have reacted to this? Has it basically fallen along party lines? Those who supported you want this to be over. Those who supported him want it to go on. Or are some who have backed him in the past saying it's time for him to get out?
There are a whole lot of people saying, look, it's time for you to go quietly. You know, his son was also a state legislator and was defeated as well. So, you know, the whole family took a hit and they're reeling. But as far as the public opinion goes, obviously the people I talk to are go, Blake, go. What I'm using is kind of a objective judge of the general people is our local newspaper lets you comment whenever they post a story, and it's about 7-1 in the newspaper with some rather clever and unflattering remarks about his failure to concede.
Any idea when this will be resolved, when we'll have a final answer on this race?
I think the recount won't even start for a week is what they're telling me today. And I've got to go up to Washington, D.C. on Saturday to begin the freshman orientation. And my issue is I'm really not in a position to get appointed to the committees that I need to be lobbying to get appointed for. I'm fooling with having to fundraise and deal with this recount, and I'm not sure they're going to appoint me. The upside to this, from what some of the Washington people tell me, is that I won't be in the draw for offices, and if this drags out long enough, and he's got a first floor view in Rayburn with a view of the Capitol, so I may have the best freshman office in Washington if there's one upside to that.
And real quickly, obviously most of the focus right now is on the recount, but what do you think in the end is the reason why voters seem to have elected you instead of the longtime incumbent?
There's a long list of reasons. I was blessed by the fact that there were about 8 or 10 reasons to vote against him and several good reasons to vote for me, and they kind of all came together. But ultimately, I think what has happened is South Texas, though traditionally Democrat, we're a conservative Democrat region, blue dog Democrats. We've traditionally elected conservative Democrats that are pro-life, that understand that the way to make a better way in your life is through hard work. And Ortiz, especially under Obama and Pelosi, has shifted way too far to the left and lost touch with the conservative values of South Texas.
Well, Blake, we'll certainly be following the story. We look forward to seeing some resolution very quickly. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I'm a radio guy. Any opportunity I get to be on the radio, I jump at.
Fantastic. Blake Farenthold is the Republican nominee, and it appears to be the new congressman from the 27th Congressional District in Texas, narrowly defeating Solomon Ortiz, the longtime Democratic incumbent. But a recount and perhaps a hand recount will soon be underway. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.